Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's September 2nd, 2021, and this is episode number 144 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled onto the podcast, I guess I should let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. All week, we've been talking about the idea or the expanded role of architect as developer. It's a popular topic in the Entree Architect community and beyond. Of course, anything that we talk about in terms of how architects can expand their influence and impact and make more money, any of those are popular topics. Yesterday, we flipped around from all the things that may have inspired you earlier in the week and asked, what's holding you back? What's stopping you from becoming a developer and an architect? Every roadblock and mindset that was brought up was real. They were all legitimate reasons, but hopefully we were able to help you past at least a few of them. If you want to hear more thoughts on this topic and you missed yesterday's episode, or you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 143. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a community, and it's a supportive community of architects just like you from all around the world. It's a wonderful thing. And if that sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group, and then think about adding to these live conversations that we have. And speaking of live conversations, today's Context and Clarity will be live and simulcast not only to Facebook, but to LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch. My co-host Catherine McPhail will join me again as we welcome James Petty to Context and Clarity. James is an architect in New York. He also incorporates the developer role into some of his projects, and he's the author of the book, Architect and Developer, A Guide to Self-Initiating Projects. I think his subtitle is an intriguing addition. James is on a mission not only as an architect and developer, but also to help other architects find their way to adding the developer to their title. I'm looking forward to talking to James about what he's learned from his journey to play a larger role in the built environment, and what he thinks the future looks like in terms of the profession and the role of the architect. I want to know if he thinks the future of architecture practice is clientless. Think about that one for a minute. My guess is that you're looking forward to this conversation with James about the architect as developer as much as I am. To find out more about James and his book, Architect and Developer, A Guide to Self-Initiating Projects, visit architectanddeveloper.com. Spell out all of those words and jam them together like one word to find that URL. While you're there, check out some of the interviews James has had with other architect developers and the wealth of resources that he shares for learning the development side of the equation. And of course, join us this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern as Catherine and I talk with James Petty. And let's talk about how you can be both an architect and a developer. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.